Fusion energy, often referred to as the Holy Grail of clean energy, holds the potential to revolutionize the global energy landscape. With the promise of limitless, carbon-free power, fusion could transform how we meet energy demands while tackling climate change. Recent breakthroughs have brought this vision closer to reality, yet significant challenges remain before fusion becomes a practical part of our energy systems. Recent milestones highlight the progress being made. In the UK, the joint European Torus JET facility achieved a record-setting 69 megajoules of heat in a single pulse. In California, the National Ignition Facility, NIF, accomplished a landmark achievement, net energy gain, where the energy produced by a fusion reaction exceeded the energy needed to start it. These advancements have spurred global interest, with over $7 billion in funding now invested in fusion research. Canada has positioned itself as a leader in advancing fusion energy. At the forefront of these efforts is General Fusion, based in Burnaby, BC, which is developing a novel approach known as magnetized target fusion, MTF. MTF combines two established fusion methods, magnetic confinement, which uses magnetic fields to hold the fusion fuel, and inertial confinement, which compresses the fuel to achieve fusion conditions. General Fusion's system employs a liquid metal liner to contain the fusion fuel. This liner is rapidly compressed by pistons, generating the extreme heat and pressure, over 100 million degrees Celsius, required to initiate fusion reactions. General Fusion's approach stands out for its practicality and cost-effectiveness. Unlike traditional fusion technologies that rely on ultra-powerful magnetic fields or costly lasers, MTF uses a simpler design. The liquid metal also absorbs heat and protects the reactor's components, enhancing durability and efficiency. By focusing on this innovative technology, General Fusion aims to accelerate the commercialization of fusion energy and position Canada as a global leader in clean energy innovation. Canada's contributions extend beyond General Fusion. Universities such as the University of Saskatchewan and research institutions like the Canadian Nuclear Laboratories are making significant advancements in plasma physics and reactor design. Additionally, Canada's participation in ITER, the world's largest fusion experiment, underscores its active role in international collaboration. These efforts ensure Canada remains a vital partner in global fusion research and development. Fusion energy aligns seamlessly with Canada's broader climate and energy goals. It offers the potential to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions while providing a steady, reliable energy source to complement renewables like solar and wind. Moreover, Canada's strategic investment in fusion technology represents not just an environmental commitment but also an economic opportunity, creating jobs, strengthening the domestic energy sector, and enhancing national energy security. Nonetheless, fusion energy still faces significant challenges. Critical hurdles include sustaining reactions beyond a few seconds, developing materials capable of withstanding extreme conditions, and managing the limited supply of tritium. Fusion reactions require temperatures exceeding 100 million degrees Celsius, creating harsh environments that demand advanced materials to handle heat and neutron radiation. Additionally, the energy needed to initiate and sustain fusion reactions must be reduced to ensure economic feasibility. Despite these obstacles, progress is accelerating. Some companies, such as Commonwealth Fusion Systems, are optimistic about operational fusion plants by the 2030s. Large-scale deployment, however, is more likely to occur in the latter half of the century. Projects like the Demonstration Power Plant, DEMO, will be crucial in bridging the gap between experimental reactors and practical energy production, offering critical insights into how fusion can be scaled for widespread use. Fusion energy is not merely a technological pursuit. It is a cornerstone of the future global energy system. For Canada, investing in fusion represents an opportunity to lead on the international stage, both in innovation and in combating climate change. As the world moves closer to realizing the potential of fusion energy, Canada's expertise and contributions will be integral to shaping a cleaner, more sustainable future. By maintaining its leadership in fusion research and development, Canada can help redefine the global energy landscape and secure its position as a pioneer in one of the most transformative scientific pursuits of our time. Dr. Perry Kincaid is a visionary leader, change agent, and president of Kincaid Enterprises. Since retiring in 2001, he has served as an advisor and director for various organizations and founded the Alberta Council of Technologies Society in 2005, focusing on advancing innovation and technology in Alberta. Previously, he held leadership roles at KPMG Consulting and the Alberta government, where he drove impactful change in organizational and public policy initiatives. He holds a BA from Colgate University and an MSc and PhD in brain research from the University of Alberta. Copyright Troy Media. The commentaries offered on sasktoday.ca are intended to provide thought-provoking material for our readers. The opinions expressed are those of the authors. Contributors' articles or letters do not necessarily reflect the opinion of any sasktoday.ca staff.